This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the 2019 National Agriculture Day Observance. You can get more information at agday.org. If you live in the city where there is an abundance of high-speed internet access, you can't begin to appreciate the problem in rural America. I'll talk about it after this. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. Some of you may remember all too well the old telephone modem, maybe one of those acoustical modems where you put the handset of your landline telephone into this device that then connected your very basic computer to the internet. Well, we're not quite that bad in rural America, but still there is a leap to rural broadband service, and the Department of Agriculture, under the leadership of the Ag Secretary, is trying to do something about that. Last week, they unveiled what they call their toolkit to support the deployment of high-speed internet service in rural communities. 27 USDA programs that are put together meant to facilitate the expansion of broadband. Now, we're talking about grants from Uncle Sam, loans, technical assistance from multiple areas of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. An Assistant Secretary of Agriculture for Rural Development, Indiana native Ann Haslett, said high-speed broadband e-connectivity is becoming more and more essential to doing business and delivering health care and for school children doing homework in rural communities. And she said this user-friendly toolkit, as she described it, should help rural customers find the many resources USDA has available to support the expansion and the use of e-connectivity in rural America. If you look at some of the counties we have today, there are these erratic splotches of fiber optic service. I mean, they're pretty large and involved in the urban areas, but you get out into the remote areas, you can quickly see the digital divide, where parts of the state don't enjoy the internet speeds of the big cities. And it is becoming a more of a problem in slowing, for example, the economic development of the rural areas. I'll be back after this.